You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about DaneNet with Alyssa Kenny and Neil Peters-Michaud. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. So to get us started, Alyssa, can you start us off and talk about what DaneNet is and why it's so important to look at some of these issues of digital equity here in Dane County?
Absolutely. So DaneNet's a nonprofit. We've been around for over 20 years. And we do three core things: technology education for youth in the community, IT services for other nonprofits, and most importantly, and why I'm here today, is we run the project Everyone on Madison, which helps get low-income households connected to the internet, devices, and some digital literacy skills so they can make good use of both of those.
For sure. And can you talk about, so you help people get connected, what are some of the impacts of that program that you've seen in your time there?
So we've been running the program since last year, and a number of things we've seen is we've seen families who have been able to access online learning. We've seen families who have had kids who have had to take a bus to a library to do their homework. We've seen a number of families that have just finally gotten on the Facebook and felt more connected to younger relatives or to people in their community. And we've just felt, we've gotten people to feel that sort of, that confidence that comes with sort of owning a computer and being part of digital society. You know, it's in so much of our, what we do and say now. And so when people get those skills and have access to that, there's a lot that opens up for them.
You know, it's really great to hear about you guys doing such great work in Madison and Dane County overall. Can you talk a little bit about the partnerships that you have with businesses here and how that has played out?
Absolutely. So we have a number of businesses who have donated part of their computers that they refresh as part of their regular IT upgrades. And so Old National Bank and CUNA Mutual Group and American Family have donated. Altogether, we have 1,000 computers that we're trying to give out to low-income families. And then a key partner who's here with me today is Cascade Asset Management, and they're managing the refurbishment of the computers, they're providing the warranty, they're helping sort of manage the inventory. So our nonprofit isn't able to just suddenly become a computer refurbisher, but we've been able to partner with a computer refurbisher to make that happen.
That's excellent. And Neil, thanks for joining us as well today.
Yes.
Can you talk a bit about what you've seen come of this program and what it means for you guys to take part in this?
Yeah, our business, Cascade Asset Management, is involved in what we say cascading IT equipment to its next best use. So when businesses are refreshing their equipment every 3, 4, or 5 years because they want to stay current, they have all this material that is still in good working condition that needs to find another home. And so what we provide in the service is to deal with some of the challenging concerns with data security, make sure that we can clean off the data, and then our interest is see if we can get this into a useful service for the community, whether it being reused and resold as is or donated to worthwhile organizations like this.
That's really great. And looking to the future of this program, what would you say is your biggest goal or mission moving forward? And that's open up to either of you.
So, you know, a digital equity bill, Madison, is for sure. I mean, our target is 1,000 families by the end of 2018. And that would put, you know, there's right now 14,000 disconnected families. And if we can get 1,000 of them connected, we're talking about maybe 4,000 or 5,000 more people with internet access. That's our a key goal. And then this digital inclusion, we want people to feel tech savvy and confident and like they have digital literacy so they can engage in digital society.
And from our perspective, in working in partnership with our clients, we want both an economic and an environmentally sustainable program. The great opportunity that we have is that even if companies are just donating and putting aside even 10% of their computer equipment and then reselling other equipment to be able to pay for the process to get the license of operating systems on the machines and to pay for the service to deploy these computers, we can make this work. Because companies are disposing of hundreds of thousands of real high quality computer equipment just in our region. So we want to be able to make this a sustainable program that can continue to grow as people need new computers as they fail too. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to be able to take care of these computers when they've reached their end of life after working in these homes and make sure that they're responsibly recycled.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in and talking with me this morning. I really appreciate you taking the time, and it's great to hear about all the great things you're doing here in Dane County.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.